Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining me. This is Tim Arview with Conservative Talk. Had a really busy day, so I'm getting the podcast out a little bit late today. Apologies for that. Had a lot on my plate. And in the news, for some reason, it's a little bit quiet today. We do have a few things going on. I think our president learned from his mistakes and has kind of tried to keep himself out of the news today. But we do have a few stories. So we'll be talking about CNN, the new CNN foreign correspondent, Vlad Putin. He says that Biden is completely knowledgeable on all issues. Awesome. And Billy Eilish says, well, no one cares. And then finally, we'll be talking about how over 200 rabbis call on Pelosi to act against Ilhan Omar. We'll have those stories up after the break, so stick around. All right, welcome back. So, CNN has a new foreign correspondent, apparently. It is Russian President Vladimir Putin. Saw a news article from CNN, which exclusively was just talking about how well Joe Biden did in his meeting with Vladimir Putin. And it was from the perspective of none other than Vladimir Putin himself, which, of course, you know, CNN has always been in support of and always favored. We know that anytime that Vladimir Putin said anything nice about Donald Trump, that CNN was, you know, on board with showing that and just talking nice about it and saying, see, we have a good president. Well, yeah, no, they didn't do that, did they? No, anytime that happened, it was, oh, collusion. Oh, we got to, what's going on here? Oh, fearful hands. Oh, but when Putin says something nice about Biden, it's all, yeah, see, he's not as weak as you think he is. See, even Putin said so. Yeah. Anybody who doesn't know what's going on there, come on. You know, it's pretty obvious that that Putin's playing a strategy game, and it's working. He knows that the Biden's pretty much checked out. He's not the same man he used to be. Everyone can see it. I actually posted on my Facebook a comparison between it was two YouTube videos from CNN actually. From a body language expert that they had hired back with Trump's visit with Vladimir Putin compared to Biden's visit with Vladimir Putin. It was two different videos, two different times, several years apart. But just seeing what the body language expert said about Biden just really, really put a point on the pencil that I was using yesterday, talking about how that Biden is pretty much impotent on the international stage. People don't take him seriously, and it's costing Americans. It's costing us a lot. But yeah, so Putin said that that Biden was completely knowledgeable on all issues. And that, you know, he was well aware of what was going on and he knew what he wanted and how to get it. And yeah, and he's telling everyone in Russia about it. He's going on a tour, apparently, everywhere he goes. Said he was at a school and he was telling some kids that the meeting was good. And, you know, but nothing came out of the meeting. We all know that now. And this was something that stuck out to me, that he said that he hopes the situation will change, quote, from recent years. Okay, do you not hear that? You hear what he's saying there. He's wanting a change from what he had to deal with Trump. If you look at the body language video between Putin and Trump, you will see a very submissive Putin. You will see a Putin who doesn't know how to stand up for himself. Putin's a bully. That's all there is to it. Putin's a bully. Biden's a bully too, but he's not nearly on the caliber of Putin as a bully. Trump knows how to deal with bullies, and he did it very well in his meeting with Putin, and probably any time he met with Putin. I only saw that one video. I mean, I've seen other videos where he's talking with Putin, but that one in particular, the summit, you know, them talking and meeting, it was very it was very informative about the mindset of the two men, and that Putin saw Trump as a superior and someone to be feared and respected, versus Biden, that he sees as possibly an equal, but more likely as a subordinate. And I mean, I hate to say it, but rightly so. He's the president of the United States, but he certainly doesn't look the part or act the part. So yeah, I don't know. I think CNN had a slow news day, and so they're putting this out there, and they're asking their foreign correspondent Vlad Putin to give them some news, something they can put out there. It's just basically, it's pandering from the news side. We've seen pandering from politicians. I point out pandering from politicians. I like to do that. But this is pandering from the news side. It's just, you know, just putting out a news story to try to stir something up, and it really has no teeth to it at all. Like, what does that even mean? Why is CNN saying, you know, telling us what Putin thought of Biden? That doesn't affect us at all. He can say what he wants. We do need to be aware of it, but not in the way that they're presenting it. We need to be aware of it so that we know that Putin is no idiot, and that he's treating this situation with Biden exactly as someone who's holding all the cards would treat it. And so we need to be aware of that so that we are not caught with our pants down. Sadly, I think we will be, unless things change soon. But as it is, the situation is what it is, and there's not much that can be done about it at the moment, unless we just completely replace Biden, which I am in favor of, but it doesn't, you know, that's probably not going to happen in the extremely near future. All right, so I would dare say that most of my listeners don't know who Billie Eilish is. And I don't know a whole lot of her story because it's just not the kind of music that I'm a fan of. But she is a singer, songwriter, pretty talented from what I understand. Like I said, I don't really know. It's not my style of music. But for such a young age, I think she is... you know, she's making a name for herself. She's doing pretty well. She's not totally out there like some of them, you know. Yeah, she comes out with some, you know, hair color. But that's, you know, that's whatever it is. But she's not like some super radical. I wouldn't call her anything like that. She's, as far as I know, she's not claiming to be any kind of gender fluid or gender neutral or anything like that. You know, like she's pretty normal as far as that goes. But here's the thing. She and the story that I read gave very little detail on this. And like I said, it was a really busy day, so I didn't have a lot of time to dig into it. I probably will just for my own curiosity here. But apparently she said something either on a talk show interview, something like that. And she used a racial slur. And anytime I hear somebody say that, I always think, what was it? You know, or like yesterday when I said, used the R word. And, whoa, what was it? What was it? And so I got to, you know, what was the slur that she used? Well, It's one that I have definitely heard. It's against mostly Chinese people, but since people who use racist terms tend to confuse nationalities, I would say it's been used against pretty much any Asian person. And it's, you know, if you have armor and the armor is not suitable, typically you will say that it has a defect, but it's the word for that defect. I'll try to be nice and not say anything like that. But it starts with a CH. Yeah. So you know that word. So apparently she said it, and she said it with I don't know, some sort of Asian accent, Chinese. I don't know what accent she was either trying to use or being accused of using. I don't know. But apparently, because they are different, they are different. But as Americans, we typically, as European Americans especially, we typically wouldn't know that. It'd be like trying to differentiate between Canadian and you know, the United States in dialect, or between Wales and Ireland. You know, some people may have trouble telling those apart, and that's, you know, whatever, it's understandable. But anyway, she was accused of using an accent, and when she used the word, and so, like I said, I don't know the full context of it, but here's the real thing about it is, why do we care? Why was the, and I know I'm talking about it, but I'm talking about it from the perspective of saying, why was it even in the news? You know, my story is not about her, because, like I said, I don't even know the context of the story or anything. My story, what I'm talking about, is why was it even brought up? Why are people even looking at this? Why do we care what she says? She didn't say it to me, so I don't care. And oh, well, you're not Asian, right? Okay. But if, I don't know, if Vladimir Putin said Americans are stupid, I would just shrug it off and go, okay. And even if he tried to put on some kind of American accent, see, I'm laughing even thinking about it, because to me that would be comical. I wouldn't get upset about that. I'd laugh about it. It's funny. Like, what? Even if it was completely stupid and completely wrong, completely bigoted, it would just be like, well, okay, buddy, whatever. I'm not, you know, I don't get offended by that. It's funny, it's stupid, it's silly, so who cares? You know, all you people out there looking for the next celebrity to say something wrong, you know, give it up. Who cares? They didn't say it to you, so it doesn't matter. Now, you may call me, you know, hypocritical or something, because yesterday I talked about how, you know, Biden saying certain things, or Schumer was the one who said the R word. Yeah, that should bother me. Well, it's the same thing where I don't really care that he said it. I care that he's big on saying you shouldn't say it. Now, if Billie Eilish, so let me, yeah, we'll add that on here. If Billie Eilish said people shouldn't use racial slurs, if she made a big campaign out of that was her identity, was don't use racial slurs. And I'm sure if you asked her directly, if you ask anybody directly, should you use racial slurs, most people would say, yeah, it's probably not a good idea. Even if, you know, like me, they would say people have the freedom to say whatever they want to say. Just some things are smarter not to say in certain contexts, especially. But if it's like your whole identity to say these things are things we stand for and we just absolutely will not allow, and you know, how dare you say any kind of racial slur? If Billie Eilish was that kind of person, and then she says, then I would say, okay, look, you're a hypocrite. You know, so at worst, Billie Eilish was a hypocrite for doing this. But do I think that she's going to incite some kind of violence against Asians from this? No, not at all. For one, the people who are typically fans of Billie Eilish are not the type of people who would cause violence against anyone really. I mean, I don't know, maybe Antifa likes her, I don't know, but but the people I know, the people that the Democrats are afraid of, you know, those right-wing extremists, they don't listen to Billie Eilish. They don't, you know, they don't want anything to do with that kind of music. That's not their kind of music. So she's not really going to be a role model for them. She's not going to be an influence for them. So to say that she's somehow going to cause some rednecks from South Carolina to get some guns together and go shoot up a, you know, a family of Asians or something, that's just ridiculous. That's not going to happen from this. So it's really not newsworthy. That's two things so far. Not newsworthy. So my newsworthy things are the things aren't newsworthy, and why are they talking about them? All right, so that's we'll end with that one, but well, not end with that one. We got another article coming up to talk about, but we'll go on a break real quick. And when we come back, we're going to talk about something a little more important, I feel like, something that is kind of newsworthy. And that has to do with some of our Congress people and how we're allowing terrorism in Congress. So we'll get to that story after the break. Welcome back. So let's talk about Nancy Pelosi. Let's talk about Ilhan Omar. So this has been going on for a while. Ilhan Omar is a terrorist. She just is. She is not in favor of America at all. Her only purpose, it seems to me, to be in Congress is to push policies that would damage our relationship with Judeo-Christian countries and governments, which would be pretty much any democracy. Even if a country doesn't explicitly say that they are Christian, for example, something like Canada, they're, you know, they're pretty open religiously, probably more so than the United States. Yet I would say that Ilhan Omar would even try to damage our relationship with them. She hasn't yet, but I'm sure that's, you know, that's coming, unless Canada sides with her and her ideals. But lately, the most recent thing is the attacks, the Hamas attacks on Israel, and then Israel defending herself. And there are people, collateral damage on both sides, people dying, you know. And I don't mean to demean that or devalue that at all. That is a terrible thing. It is always a terrible thing. You know, when Vietnam, when we found out a lot of what happened in Vietnam, we found out that the Viet Cong were sending children in to American troop camps, into our bases and our camps out there, with you know, with grenades and with bombs and with guns and with knives and what have you. And so, you know, a lot of people don't like to talk about it because it was just a very, it was a very dark time for all of us, as a country and as a world, even as the world. But some of those children were killed, you know, by American soldiers, and it wasn't out of malice towards these kids at all. It was the fact that they were saving American lives, and these kids were being sent in to destroy American lives and their own, you know. So, you know, either way, the child would have died. But in this situation, it just happens to be that Americans had to do what they had to do, and it was an unfortunate thing. And because of that, a lot of these soldiers had, you know, came back with PTSD and different issues, and had struggles, and probably still do to this day. I don't doubt it. to this day, dealing with those sorts of things. So when I hear about, you know, Hamas uses civilians as human shields, I get the same kind of image that if you're being shot at from behind a group of people, no, you don't want to kill that group of people. You don't want to shoot those people. But you also can't just stand there and be shot at, you know. And in the case of the scenario that I'm presenting, you could move around and to avoid the shots. But in the case of nation versus nation, land, you know, they can't move. They're there. And so there's these rockets coming from Hamas, from the Palestinian side, and into Israel. And they are killing not just military targets, because they're a terrorist group. They don't go by military rules at all. They're just attacking, period. They don't care who it is. And so they're hitting civilians, they're hitting everybody with these rockets. And so then Israel has to defend herself. And so when she does, and they point out, you know, they find these targets, well, Hamas is hiding out in civilian areas. Well, what are they supposed to do? You know, so they do it as strategically, as surgically as they can. But at the same time, there are going to be some civilian casualties, and it's a terrible thing. But Israel is not to blame for this, because Hamas is the one who instigated the whole thing to begin with. And if Israel didn't respond, then Israel would be destroyed. So Israel can't just sit there and be destroyed simply because Hamas is choosing to fight the way they're choosing to fight. And so Ilhan Omar, she's taking the side of the Palestinians, as are the squad, you know, others in Congress, these questionably experienced and informed individuals who would stand against Israel and stand for Hamas and defend Hamas and say that, you know, I said young, but Bernie Sanders isn't that young. So I guess they're not all young. He would be the only one that isn't so far of who I've seen supporting this. But they're defending Hamas and they're against Israel. And so Ilhan Omar makes this statement about comparing the United States by not opposing Israel, that she's equating us with terrorist groups, and she's calling Israel a terrorist nation, and she's actually inciting violence against Jewish people when she does this. Now see, as opposed to the previous story about Billie Eilish, who isn't any elected official at all and only has a small, you know, group of people. I mean, I'm not downplaying her fan base. I'm sure she's got a good fan base, but she's not a U.S. congressperson. You know, that's a very different thing. So when Ilhan Omar says something like this, well, then it does have an impact, because there are people who are going to respond to what she says. They shouldn't, but they will. And so then there is going to be violence against Jews in America because of what Ilhan Omar says. And rather than call it out, and rather than kick her off of the committees that have to do with making policies about foreign nations and dealing with those things, Nancy Pelosi just excuses it, just, you know, sweeps it under the rug. It's no big deal. She clarified. We accepted the clarification. Problem solved. No biggie. No harm, no foul. Except 200 Jewish rabbis disagree. And so they wrote Nancy Pelosi a letter. I'm not going to read the letter. It's easy to find online, though. But they wrote her a letter. And they went into some pretty strong language to tell her, under no uncertain terms, that she needs to do something about this. And she doesn't need to just sit back and let people like Ilhan Omar run the Democrat caucus in Congress. And I would agree. I would absolutely agree. There was a time when Democrats and Republicans agreed on these sorts of things, and at the end of the day, we're all Americans. Well, Ilhan Omar is one of those people from a previous show where I said that some people who are citizens probably shouldn't be citizens. I would put her among them. And again, like I said then, and I say now, that is not racist. That is based on her views about our country and what she has said and what actions she has taken against us, that she does not deserve citizenship. She's shown that she doesn't care about the American people. And yeah, I made a little note here. Is anyone still confused where Omar's allegiance lies? I'm not. If you are, let me just tell you, give you a hint. It's certainly not with the American people. Her allegiance is not with us. And she should be removed from Congress. She should have never been elected in the first place. With those views about America, and she considers us terrorists. Well, then, I mean, it's kind of a simplistic way to put it, but leave. If you think we're a terrorist country, then why are you here? I don't think we're a terrorist country. There's a lot of things our country does that I disagree with. Are things our elected officials do that I am completely opposed to. But at the end of the day, I do believe in America, and I do believe that America is the land of the free and the home of the brave, and I do stand with America and Americans to defend those things and our liberties. And Ilhan Omar instead is saying that we're evil, and that just isn't okay with me. I'm not okay with someone being in Congress and talking about our country that way. And so I stand with these rabbis, and I plead with Nancy Pelosi, please do something about this. You've got to do something about this. You can't let your party be taken over by people who hate America. That's just not gonna fly. That's just not good. And so that's it. That's all I've got. I'll be back after the break to close us out and talk about maybe what we're gonna discuss tomorrow. So one more break, we'll be right back. All right, welcome back. So I just want to real quick mention, I was on the radio today on WMAY with Jim Leach, and it was an interesting show. If you get a chance to listen to it. I did mention something about Tammy Duckworth not really being a Christian. That kind of caused some some controversy with some people, but I'll just sum it up like this. If you're a Christian, you do not support abortion, because that's taking a baby's life, and the Bible tells us that God knows us even before he forms us in the mother's womb. So life begins at conception is actually, it could begin before conception. And so we need to value all life, all human life. And so if you don't value all human life, then I don't consider you a true Christian. So we'll just leave it at that. If anybody has any comments, want to talk about that with me, that's great. Please do. You can get a hold of me on Facebook. You can also email rviewforsenate@gmail.com. And one of those two ways you can get with me. And if you want to support the podcast, I'd ask you to do that. You can do that. There's where you're listening to the podcast, there's a link somewhere on the page. If you're on the web or if you're on the app, there's somewhere on the app to say support the podcast. You can do that. That helps us out. And even just listening to the podcast, just share it with people. And that helps us out because of the ad segments, we are able to keep this podcast on the air. I want to do this every day. So it takes money to do that. Unfortunately, that's the way of the world, right? That's how it is. So the more you can support us, the better. whether it's sharing, listening to podcasts, or actually making a monthly pledge donation. That would be great. Otherwise, I will see you all tomorrow with some more fantastic news stories, and you all have a wonderful evening.